From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a bi-weekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. Ask WWCR is hosted by WWCR's operation manager, Brady Murray, and WWCR's frequency manager, Dr. Jerry Plum. Now, for the broadcast around the world, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR. This is program number 322, intended for broadcast August
28th
through September 10th.
September 10th, yeah, all right.
And I am Brady Murray, joined here in the studio by Dr. Jerry Plummer. Doc, how you doing?
It's good, Brady. It's all good. How about you?
Pretty good. Been about a week since I've seen you. We were at the TAB, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, meeting last Friday, and we met up with some old friends from Birmingham there.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Borders, who's the Vice President of Engineering for EWTN, shortwave out of Birmingham.
Yeah,
actually,
Birmingham.
More than just shortwave. A lot of responsibility.
WEWN also, on the shortwave side, right. EWTN on the television side. And, of course, William Glenn Tapley.
Their frequency manager. Your counterpart, I guess, at WEWN.
Right.
And they were in town for an engineering conference. And we spent some time with them on Thursday night and went and ate some Cajun food.
That's good, too, wasn't it?
It was real good. Yeah, and we just kicked around some ideas.
Sure did. And then, of course, attended the meeting on Friday. Kicked around a lot of ideas. This is not our first meeting with those guys. We met in Punta Cana last year at a HFCC, and they helped us quite a bit. And they were here last year at the NASB meetings in Nashville. We're here. They're good guys. And you know,
had just met with them.
Oh, yeah, I was with Glenn.
I
was just with Glenn and Switzerland, you know, at HFCC, where we both were able to help each other with some frequency questions and problems. That whole thing is something that up until August of 2005, we never would have been able to do that, ever.
No, not at all. That was like restricted, kind of.
Yes, it was restricted. They were like the enemy.
Not because of anything different about them.
No.
It was just sort of the attitude of WWCR, and really the proximity of the two stations just makes it that you really need to work together. There's too many opportunities to work together on different projects.
On many things. They've got Continental 418s just like we do. But again, you know, it's really been great since August of 2005. We developed a good working relationship with those guys at WEWN. Also with Jeff White at WRMI and those folk down at WYFR in Okeechobee. And not to mention the IBB guys. You remember at
you had some
year?
Good conversation with them around the HFCC this
sure
time,
did.
Right?
Sure did. It's not like it was when it was used to be WWCR against the world. Now we work with people, and it's productive, isn't it? Oh, it's very productive, man. It's very productive. That's worked out well. But I was glad to see those guys last week. You know,
I was too. They're always a lot of fun, and both of them are just a wealth of information about a lot of things, shortwave especially, but a lot of things, and they're just good guys to be around. And they were up, like I said, for the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters meeting that was also in conjunction with Society of Broadcast Engineers, which they attended.
We attended
a couple of them, neither of which were the SBE meeting.
Right. Yeah, they were the SBE. They went to the SBE meetings, and we saw them, and of course, you know, had lunch on Friday afternoon, and then they headed back down to, is it Irondale, I guess?
That's where the station
That's
is.
That's the station
Irondale.
Is, yeah.
I think
it's really
they
Birmingham.
Technically be in Birmingham. But we had a fine lunch.
It was
$3.99 a person.
I love, you know, that econ in me says, man, this is great.
That
you
was
know.
A fine lunch.
I almost bought yours, as a matter of fact. You know, I
really?
Should have, really.
Next time, right?
Right.
Hey, we have some really good reception reports this time around.
Oh, yeah.
Four
yeah.
of them, I believe.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And they all come to us from our program director, Kathy, who's on a little bit of a tour right now and on a cruise ship with different stops.
Yes.
And she's been sending us some information. She took my little Dejan is at
1125.
I charged it up for about 6 hours before she left, and she does mention in one of these reports that still got plenty of charge.
By the way, did you know those guys from WEWN have bought Dejan 1125s?
We're spreading the word, aren't we?
Oh, we are, man.
So anyway, you've got these letters, and I wondered if you could just go through and maybe talk about some of the highlights in there. Some of that, she's on a trip, she's on vacation, and so we want to certainly guard her privacy.
Yeah, but what we really talk about is reception reports.
That she sent back, which I think It's for this purpose.
And that's the thing about it, is that she has done a real good job of sending us reception reports as she goes from port of call to port of call.
Right.
And, you know, for example, here's one that she, and I'm just going to read, let me just read this one to you. Let's see how this format works, right?
Okay.
She says the location is East Dunmore, Ireland. That's a southeastern coastal town. On 21 August 2010 at 2 p.m. Their time, or 8 a.m. Central over here, that's what, plus 6 hours? She was listening to 13.845, and she says, the reception was as strong as a local AM station. Melissa Scott came in loud and clear with only mild wind static from the ocean. Now, that's pretty good.
It is.
And look at this. She says, the location of listening, a tall cliff overhanging an Atlantic bay facing south. And her equipment used was a small Dejin handheld radio. A loner, really.
Well, I do hope to get it back.
Oh, yeah.
I told you before, when I sent it with her, I said, I won't be just devastated if it gets dropped into the ocean, but
I would kinda,
I'd like
you
to
know,
have it back. That's a fine radio.
It really is. And you know what? I've got those $300 Sonys, and for the money, these are really hard to beat. They really are.
Extremely portable.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's got like a 2-gig.
It's got the lock-in keypad, so you just put it in your pocket. You don't worry about it going off.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably the best radio to travel with there is.
Well, you know, ever since I heard about it from yet another one of those HFCC people that we never was able to talk to before, George Ross from Guam.
Mm-hmm.
KWTR, I think it is. I always get that backwards. He's going to be mad if he... I'm sorry, George.
Is it KTWR?
KTWR. But he turned us on to him, you know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's what she says. And that's a pretty good thing. Hey, look at this. She also says when she was in East Dunmore, Ireland, just after listening to Pastor Melissa Scott, she listened to 15.825. Mm-hmm. And she's got caps very strong and clear.
Right. I think she said 13.845 was great, and then sort of says, but 15.825 was even better.
That's what she said. Yeah, yeah. This is the clearest of all WWCR frequencies at this location. And, you know, that's the report I gave you when I was in Zurich,
right.
You know?
She's writing to us from, you say, Northern Ireland?
Yeah, actually, it's southeastern coastal town called East Dunmore, Ireland.
East Dunmore.
Yeah, 21 so, August.
Very similar results to what you sent back from Switzerland.
Yes, very much. And knowing her and having been around her, and I think you could agree with this, this is really what she said. She's not good about lying, you know.
No, she's...
she's just not good about that.
No, right.
This is all true. This is all true stuff.
She's one in a million, I'll say that, yeah.
She, there's two more. Can I go on and give you these other two?
Please do, for this yeah, time? They're all excellent.
These are all coming from 21 August when she was doing all this at the same time. She was listening to 9980, and in caps she says, I'm going to say this, it's just true, you know. She says, it was fantastic. But it was not WWCR that I heard. It was another station, you know. But, hey, you might as well be honest about it, you know.
Sure.
And when she was listening that time, you know, I looked it up before you showed me this. We really shouldn't be getting there right there at that time. So it just says that she's telling the truth, you know.
And it says that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing,
it says
right?
We're doing what
we're not supposed to be there at that time. She's
so it shouldn't
it.
Be there at that time. Right. But we should be there at 13.845, and we should be there at 15.825.
And we are.
And we are. But yeah, she says that these were all clear like that, and these all came from 21 August when she was doing one of her batches. You know, she's getting good. She says 73s. You know,
73s. She gives you the current local time. She gives you our local time.
Yes, yes.
She, as most of our listeners know, she's the person who responds with QSL cards.
Sure does. Yeah.
So she has that down to a science. She knows exactly what needs to be in a QSL.
She does.
She's report.
She's also, as you know, as you say, the program director. She's the one that puts all the program guides together and get them to you. Yes. I think doesn't she?
She is the master of the program guide, no doubt.
Have you noticed that thing shaped up since she kind of redid that Excel spreadsheet a few months back?
She's put her hands on a lot of things here to reshape them or just sort of bring them along, and everything is noticeably better.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds extremely positive, but it's true.
But it is true. And the geek side of me says, when I saw the converted Excel file that she built compared to the old one that went back years and years, man, it is so much easier to work
with. We used to have those little bubbles.
Remember that? Yeah. Remember that?
They were frustrating, yeah, and I think that they're all gone now.
Well, this went so far back that it wasn't even Lotus 1-2-3 that they were using back then, or Excel. You know, it was a program called Symfony, which was like in the late 90s. That's where that thing really started from. So it had been passed down from software to software, and she finally just got tired of messing with it and just fixed it. Amazing. You know,
we got a new hire the other day. He's born in 1991.
Oh. Are you talking about our guy that's our got down guy, in CR1 Kevin,
yeah,
right now?
Yeah.
Man, born 1991. I'd already been fired a dozen times.
But he's old enough to work.
He's old enough to work. Yeah. You know, I think he's going to work out well. He's a good guy.
And anybody out there that may call us about problems, go easy on him. He's new. He'll take good messages. I'll get back with you. And that's just for a short period of time. But he's going to be excellent.
Yeah, that's.
And you know what else is going to happen? Is we're going to run out of time again. So and I think we better move on.
We've
to
only
another.
Done one. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go to. She's talking about. Here's one. Some from Friday, August 27th. And she says she's in Dublin. Let's check this out.
This is instant, by the way, because we're cutting this Ask WWCR on the 27th.
Yeah, this is instant. Yeah, for real. This is good. Look at this. 99.85, 5:05 a.m. Central, 11:05 local time. She's in Malahide, Ireland. That's 20 miles northwest of Dublin. Reception, check this out. Mr. Dave, she's talking about Diamond Dave.
Diamond Dave Mooney, the host of Worldwide Country Radio.
She says, Mr. Dave has never sounded better. His ancestry, because he is Irish, part yes. Irish, his ancestry would be so proud of his Worldwide Country Radio show. Everyone in the Malahide Castle was, I'm sure. Please give Mr. Diamond Dave our warmest regards. She says, we had some mild static, but it was all outstanding. Now, isn't that something? You know?
That is the next. There's another report in there. I wonder if we can go move on to that one, where she talks about 12160.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. Oh, yeah. Here it is. I found it.
You find it?
Yeah, and she says, and this is dated on the 27th also, so this is like real time. And now for the best part of my monitoring today, she says, frequency 12.160, time 11:05 Central, 5:05 local. In caps, she says, spectacular. Or in parentheses, or should I say, brilliant, as the Brits have it. She says, after some twirling about, I was shocked when I actually heard Alex Jones. And she had to move the Dejen around. She's on top of a mountain. She had to move the Dejen around. She said that the moment I twirled the right spot, I shouted and jumped. It's him. It's Alex Jones. Needless to say, an echoing shout like that in beautiful Edinburgh attracted a great deal of undue attention.
She was excited.
Oh, yeah. She says, I'm still riddled with delight over hearing 12160, as well as our European listeners describe. But, it's, you know, that's true. She gets those reports.
She's the one that goes through those reports. As a matter of fact, she says, because we are about to run out of time, her next stop, before coming back stateside, is to Oslo, Norway.
Yes.
And she's very excited to try to listen to 3215
yes.
because of all the reception reports she gets for 3215 from Norway.
That's exactly what she says. I've received a few letters from Finland about that frequency, and I'm looking forward to see if the results are the same in Norway. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to stress again at the point of redundancy, just because she's a program director at WWCR, I know her pretty well, and you know her real well. You're around her more than I am, but that girl don't lie. These are legitimate, true reception reports.
All true. I was going to find one last thing that she had mentioned in here, if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she does say, I must say I'm fairly certain I have the neatest job in the world. As several passers-by looked on curiously, they were astounded when her travel companion told them that she can hear her coworkers 3,500 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
She says, this resulted in quite a few audiences as I monitored.
Oh, I could.
That's pretty neat, right?
I think it is.
And I think you feel the same way when you're traveling.
Oh, yeah.
And WWC, it's like taking a little bit of home with you.
Oh, yeah.
It's instant.
Well, Zurich is maybe 6,000, 6,500 miles away. And when I heard 13,845 and 15,825, you know, and Glenn, you know, William Glenn Tapley as did Tom Lucy. And we all thought, that is so cool. You know, that is just
it
way
really is.
Cool.
It is truly. Hey, you know what? We are out of time.
Well, this next time around, we'll hit it up again. And You know, hey, I bet we'll have some more stuff from Kathy, too.
I bet we do. And that's going to do it, I guess, for show. This is 322.
322, yeah.
We'll be back for 323 next time.
Sounds good, Brady.
See you
later.
Ask WWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions you would like to have answered during the show, send them to WWCR 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr at wwcr.com. That's askwwcr at wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.